Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you have stumbled upon episode 134 of the Justice Geeks podcast. That was our good friends, the Protoman, one Mega Man-based band. It's good stuff, the Protoman. Check them out, theprotoman.com. This is actually from Act 2, so go check them out. Good stuff. Anywho, joining me for episode 134 of the Justice Geeks podcast is one James Stratton.
Hello.
Yeah, we go in that order now. And one Logan Bonds.
Hello.
Say hello, Matt Wood.
Hello, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You tried too hard with that.
For the second time. Second time around.
You just keep trying way too hard, but it's okay. You just glad to be here?
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, good.
Glad to be here.
Good, good, and good. So, thanks for hanging out with us last week for episode 133 and for checking out our friends Tim and Carson from the I Heard That Was Good podcast. Hope you checked out episode 95, 96, and 97. So,
I heard that was good.
Yeah, I heard it was great. And it was good. It was very good, actually. So,
it was pretty good.
Nobody asked you. Okay. It was bad, actually.
Ooh,
it was
really Matt.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
Yes, you are, Matt. Come on, bud. It'll be fine. And what better way for you, Matt, to get in the game this week than for us to talk about a review that Logan wrote for the website, which you could check out, of Alien Isolation. And we didn't really do a Tweet to Geeks this week, but so you can answer it over at Twitter at Justice Geeks, and we're going to answer. We'll give you our answers here. So make sure you go check out Logan's review of Alien Isolation over at the website. So my question to get things going for you guys tonight is this: what is your favorite horror or suspense video game or game series? Logan, you go first.
I actually like Alone in the Dark, especially the first three that were for PC years and years and years ago.
And it's your favorite?
Yeah, actually, they required reading. You had to pay attention to figure out the puzzles. It wasn't just like they
reading.
Walked you through.
Or, what's reading?
It's a thing you had to do with a lot of old games.
Okay.
That's why you play video games, to get away from
reading. To read. I don't want to read. I want to play games.
What's this book?
Yeah.
I learned to read so I could play video games. So, yeah.
I learned to read so I could get a job, but that's just me. Continue.
I never learned to read.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to bring it down for a minute here.
That's why you had trouble with the Wi-Fi passcode. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay, so Alone in the Dark. It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I played the first one. Didn't they port those over to a system?
They ported them to PlayStation one time.
That's what
I actually have a copy of Alone in the Dark 2 for PlayStation. It looks way creepier because they just like put new textures on it for PlayStation, but kept the polygonal models. So it looks really weird.
James, what about you?
I'm not 100% sure. I just remember it being more of a suspense game. It was Eternal Darkness on the...
Oh, yeah.
What was it? The Cube?
Yes.
It was on the
good
Cube.
Answer.
Yeah, that's a very good answer.
That's one that me and my brother played it in the college.
Isn't that the one that like would mess with you?
Oh, yeah.
Like the system, you would think your system cut off and all kinds of crazy stuff.
And didn't they do... They did a successfully funded a Kickstarter for a sequel.
Actually, that fell through because the dude was embezzling money and all kinds of other stuff.
Lame.
I'm not sure if it completely fell through, but you can go. There was a big like hubbub about it. The Silicon Knights.
Hubbub.
It was good.
What a jerk.
Eternal Darkness.
That is a very good game. Matt, what about you?
Silent Hill, man.
Silent Hill all the way?
Yeah, Silent Hill all the way. It's it just creates that tension. You know, that's the most important thing in a horror game is you just have to. It's not necessarily like the big jumps, like the big scares.
Yeah.
Just like you're nervous.
The suspense has to be there.
Yeah. This is you walk into a room and you're just like really,
you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. It's
Matt. So, were you there the night that
the entire thing is like that?
Derek was playing Fear and the chick runs down the hall and he's in the room completely dark and he flips out of his chair. It scared him so bad. And he came crawling out of his bedroom.
Yeah. Fear was frightening.
Well, that guy goes to a therapist now. It's fine.
That explains a lot.
It really does.
Okay, great. That's fine. I'll go with a series and say that probably my favorite series is BioShock. Although BioShock Infinite was not that suspenseful to me.
No, that was more of a like an action-y platformer or something. I don't know.
The first playthrough of BioShock, that's one of those things that like you can't recreate the feeling that you get from playing that game once. And spoiler alert, you know, when you discover the secrets of Andrew Ryan the first time, it's like, oh my gosh.
Really? You discover? I'm just kidding.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Some with a putter? I don't know.
7-year-old game just got spoiled.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
It was like when you play, you'd never played anything like BioShock before.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
It was
splicers were really weird to me because, you know, like Resident Evil and stuff like that. That was just in a totally different vein. You know, like, that was scary, but I kind of expected it to be, you know.
Well, they were also kind of like, in Resident Evil and Silent Hill, just mindless stuff. You never really, you know.
At least there was an end game with BioShock, and they successfully did that in all three games. Probably the weirdest game in this genre that I've ever played was Phantasmagoria for the PC. Did you ever play Phantasmagoria?
I've heard of it. I never played it.
It's trippy. Yeah, just go to the Googs and look up YouTube videos of Phantasmagoria.
The Googs.
I'm gonna
go to the Googs.
Go to the Googs.
Oh, related to the alien thing, there's a point-and-click adventure game for the PC. I think it's called Darkseed.
Yeah.
That had a really H.R. Geiger-style art style to it. It was really weird to play.
Cool.
Very gross.
We should definitely check that out. We want to hear from you over at justusgeeks.com and over at Twitter at justusgeeks. So we'll suffice this to be our question of the week this week. So let us know your answer, and we'll feature you over on Twitter and on the website, and maybe we'll talk about you next week on the show. Speaking about talking about you next week on the show. Makes me want to take my pants off every time.
Ooh, yeah.
Logan,
good. No, Logan.
Stop.
Brian Mazzafari does not approve of you doing that. And he wrote the song, so he can say yes or no. So I'll send him a picture of you doing that and see if he Snapchats me back and says yes or no. It's fine. So a lot of you who have been faithful followers of the Justice Geeks podcast for 134 episodes now know, about 30 episodes ago, we did a little transition in and we changed some things up, and, I'm happy to say that I think we're going to have some normalcy around here at the old Justice Geeks podcast.
Normalcy.
As I have trapped these three in my basement. And the only way I will allow them to eat every week is if they do a podcast.
Please help us. We're trapped. We need food.
I kind of like it here.
Why did I know that you would be the one that would enjoy it? Rickrus is right, soundboard.
He never locks the door, guys. We can always go upstairs when he's asleep.
You are kidding me.
No, the door's unlocked. No one thought to check.
He comes and snuggles every night. It's fine.
Mm. Oh, he's a cuddle bear.
Look at him. He's totally a cuddle bear. Young Mrs. Belly Button Ring is totally missing out. me.
Yes.
Anywho, tell me more. James, Logan, and Matt will be some regular voices that we really would like for you to get used to.
We're sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think so. I think that they really enjoyed it for episode 132. That seems to be what the feedback has been. So that's kind of the way we're going forward. And let me also say this. Years ago, God, now I do feel old. When we started the Just Us Geeks, the website was kind of a big old mashup of what we were talking about on the podcast, and it's not really that anymore. We are very, very fortunate to have some incredibly great featured writers and content creators over at JustSGeeks.com. So make sure you support the website just as well as you do listening to the podcast. And you guys are doing that. So this is just kind of getting us going back in another direction. But make sure you do that because that's awesome stuff as well. So James, would you like to come out of the basement now?
Please.
No, you don't get to come out of the basement. What do you think, James, makes you qualified to consider yourself geeky? What do you geek out about?
I'm a big fan of movies. I mean, I work sort of in the movie industry.
Yeah.
So I think I'm a movie geek.
Mm-hmm. You know, in film is, film is one of those things that you can get really far into.
Yeah.
And people really, you know, will sink their lives into it a lot of times.
Yeah, I know. What have I done? Yeah. What have I done with my life?
Yeah. Well, you can still thread a projector. You just don't do that anymore.
That's no, fine. No, don't do that.
That
anymore.
Was a lost art.
What?
It's a lost art.
You don't know.
No. Matt can.
I do know.
Can you thread a projector too?
Yes, he can.
Yes, I can.
Logan, can you thread a projector?
Sadly, no.
You're the only one on this podcast.
Get out of the room.
He was up there plenty of times. We just never showed him.
Oh.
Never apprenticed in that direction.
That was the best job I ever had. It was great.
For me as well,
loved
I think.
Loved it.
Yeah. Anyway, so James, movies, video games, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, I play video games. I'm not as avid a video gamer as I used to be, mostly because...
It's hard because you're an adult.
I had to grow up. Yeah. I got to pay for a house.
Yeah.
I got a wife. I got all these things that are just like, you need to do this. I'm like, I just want to watch movies and play games. They're like, well, if you got to do that, you got to make some money so you can afford to watch movies and play games.
Yeah.
So it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. That's why you buy a great phone that you can play games on and handheld gaming devices.
It's just not the same.
No, it's really not.
It's not.
It's really not. Although I've wanted it to be, it's just really not. So what are some of your favorite films?
Oh,
give me like a top five.
There's so many.
You can't do this to me right.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite genre? I can do that.
I mean, I like action is my favorite genre, but I mean, I'm into the artsy stuff, and I don't know. There's just too many.
It's a broad spectrum.
I like just about every genre. I'll even get behind, you know, a romance every once in a while. But
if there's a good one,
it's got to be good. Now, Nicholas Sparks is
You know,
that's not for me. But
isn't there a new Nicholas Sparks movie
coming out this weekend?
Yeah. See, do you know how I knew it was a Nicholas Sparks movie? I watched 15 seconds of the trailer.
Yeah, and you were.
I looked over at Emily. I was like, "This is another one of those Nicholas Sparks crap."
Let me guess. The guy's going to die at the end,
and there's going to be lots of crying.
Yeah,
one of them dies.
The Notebook got me. The Notebook was.
The Notebook was good, but after that, it was just the same thing over and over and over.
He found his formula, and then
He did. He found his.
Yeah, he found Ryan Gosling. Hey, girl, let me take my shirt off in the rain, girl. Hey, girl.
And the moral of the story is everyone you love will eventually die.
Correct.
Which is funny because, like,
to an extent, that is true.
Tyler Perry is like the opposite of that. If you think about his films, they're pretty much the opposite of that.
Everyone will get off drugs, get out of jail, and be happy ever after.
Hmm.
I like that better.
Yeah.
That's why it's the movies and not real life.
Wait, that's not a documentary?
I thought
based in real time.
I thought Madea was a real person. Those are not biography films.
No,
it's really weird.
That's a dude.
It's really weird that they got Madea to shave her head and dress like a man and talk like one for Gone Girl. But she did a great job in there.
I was going to say, you know, I was really worried about him in Gone Girl.
Me too.
And was quite pleased. And he dropped the F-bomb 3 times.
Yeah, he was awesome in Gone Girl.
I was like, Tyler Perry.
I still haven't seen that.
You really need to, because not only is it one of the best things I've ever seen Batfleck in, but seriously,
don't call him that.
He is Batfleck.
He's Batfleck. He has a t-shirt now that says Team Batfleck.
He's more than Batman.
Yeah,
he was Daredevil too. How about that?
Yeah, let's forget that he was Daredevil. Was good, he's Batfleck now. But it's such a good
Batdevil.
No. Ugh. No, it's wrong on so many levels.
Stop.
Yeah. Matt, what about you? What makes you geeky? What do you geek out about?
What makes me geeky? Video games, man. They've been a part of my life since I was very young, and I've worked in the industry. I genuinely care about it and try to follow it as best I can.
What about
in my adult life?
What about music?
Music is another passion of mine. I've been in several bands.
Yeah,
you know,
with
you have.
One of them with that guy over there, James,
lead singer, baby.
Oh yeah, James wasn't one of the former members of the Justice Geeks podcast in that band? Well, or did he just come watch you guys?
He came and watched.
No, he was. Was it Brandon?
Yeah, he was too busy.
He just came and watched.
He's too busy like breaking his appendages.
He loved us. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Music and video games is, I guess, my geeky side.
What is what kind of stuff do you listen to?
I'm like James with this, with movies. It's
there's way too much stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
Well, what have you been listening to now? And I will say this to the people out there in the Intertrons. At our cast party for the show that we had, which you can find videos of on my Facebook if you are one of my personal friends. So go there.
Or mine, because I shared it.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's great. Anyway, Matt has this ridiculously great knowledge of 80s and 90s music. It's like some songs were coming on the Pandora station I never heard of. He was like, oh, no, that's this. That's this. He's just belting out lyrics to Africa by Toto. You know, I mean?
Africa, Toto. There's Flock of Seagulls.
See, there you go again with the things that I don't know.
A lot of that's because of Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. I played a lot of that game.
Games and music combined.
That's basically where I got all my
What's your favorite video game series?
Favorite video game series? Final Fantasy.
Well, seriously?
It used to be. It's really not what it used to be.
I was about to say what ruined it for you.
Yeah. Ten to me was the last really, really good one, in my opinion. I'm sure there's plenty of people that'll
Matt, how many hours did we sit on the couch playing Metal Gear Solid?
Metal Gear Solid's another good one. See,
that one's hard. It's hard. Very hard.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. But Metal Gear Solid, Final Fantasy, the old school Final Fantasy, Bravely Default on the 3DS.
Yeah,
I just finished playing that.
Did you beat it or did you finish playing it?
I finished playing it because it was it's literally the same game five times. But
yeah, but it's a good game.
It's a great system, great battles, and
I just talked Sam into buying a 3DS and that game. Like Bravely yesterday, Default? Yeah.
I love it. I like my turn-based RPGs. So that's,
good stuff. Yeah. Logan, what about you, sir?
Well, seeing as I'm writing video game reviews for the website now.
Obviously video games. Yeah.
Video games is probably my number one thing, but I also get into, I like anime. I do a lot of trading card and board games.
I cannot wait to take you to a convention. That will be hilariously fun.
I will spend way too much money.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably the biggest geek at the table.
Yeah, that's true. You have some shoes to fill.
I've been to Gen Con before four times. So.
Yeah. Another one of the founding members of the Justice Geeks podcast probably dies every time he thinks that actually he used that microphone. So,
talking about Jared?
No.
No, not Jared?
No. And there's not enough Disney World and loving at Gen Con. sorry, Jared. I apologize.
We love you, Jared.
No, Marty. Marty really likes, he wanted to go to Gen Con and loves some board games. So, so board games, you have a great board game collection. Some of those exclusives that we played before were pretty awesome. And they were just from this year's Gen Con.
Yeah, the Battle at Kimball's Cascade.
Oh my gosh.
It's a board game representation of games like Galaga or Gradius, the side-scrolling shooters.
There's a lot to this game, but it is one of the most fun board games I've ever played in my life.
I'm a big fan of Candyland. And Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes.
I have never won a game of Candyland in my life, ever.
Dude, we will get the game out. I will let you win.
It's not hard, Logan.
Just draw purple.
It's all chance,
double
man.
Purple.
It's all chance.
It's like Mario Party. It's all chance.
Aren't they making a Candyland movie?
Yes.
I think so.
I think they are, along with Tetris.
How do you make a movie out of that?
I don't know.
Out of Tetris?
Talking Tetris blocks?
Out of either one of those
blocks
things.
Falling from the sky is going to be the end of the world.
It's really like...
That's a good idea.
You have to form them and clear them out.
It's
That's
either
a screenplay, right there.
I got it.
It's either that.
Send me to Hollywood.
It's either that, or it's like a group of people that accurately reflect the blocks and how you would place them on the board. And the last guy to the party is always the really tall slender a hole that ruins everything. You know,
With all the games turning into movies like Tetris, I'm just waiting on Chess the movie. Just two old guys sitting in a park playing chess.
That sounds like some artsy
film. It was a Pixar.
You could really like
Pixar.
That was just one guy.
That was a short.
It was a short. I'm talking two and a half hours.
He had
two and a half hours of that Pixar short.
Michael Bay directing
with explosions.
Chess.
Yeah, and that guy had dementia, man. That guy obviously had dementia or some other mental problems.
It was good though. It was good.
Laugh.
You look like you're gonna cry.
Laugh. You're like, oh, it's the same guy. It got me. Pixar gets me, man.
He's gonna cry, man.
Get you.
Look okay. at it.
It gets me.
All right, so we want you to get comfortable with these guys. Everyone has a Twitter, so we'll throw that up in the notes on Twitter. So make sure you go say hello and officially let them know how much you appreciate hearing their voices over on the Twitter. So we'll do that.
Yeah.
Twitter's is good, I think. Maybe, I don't know. I'll tell you what was good.
It is. It's good.
The season premiere of The Walking Dead. I know there are a couple of you in this room that don't watch The Walking Dead.
I do watch it.
Yeah, I do
but
too.
But I haven't seen the premiere.
Okay. Well, we're going to spoil it for you.
Okay, that's fine.
When are you going to watch it?
I was going to watch it today. But
oh, well, then I'm totally spoiling it for you.
Okay, that's fine.
And then you can listen to this again on Friday and be like,
There's like, what, like 15 episodes left in the season? It'll be fine. It's just a premiere. It'll be okay. I'll get over it.
It was only like the most watched episode of the entire show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Except
I'm sure it was good.
And me.
Not you, James. You watched half of the first episode and was like,
that's it.
I can live without this.
It's like, you know what? I don't need this in my life.
No. It's
good. You would really like it. It's good.
It's what everybody tells me, but you don't know me.
You should listen to other people.
You should give it a try. You should give love one more chance.
Now I feel that I'm five seasons behind. And I'm like, you know what? They're gonna do 13 seasons. I'll just wait. Like
they are gonna do 13 seasons.
I said I'll just wait until they do a big box set, and then I'll catch up when it's over.
But it's good though.
It's what I do with all the show AMC shows. I mean, I never watched Breaking Bad as it aired. I never watched Mad Men.
See, I'm like you. It just
you haven't watched Game of Thrones.
No. I'm like on season two.
Okay. Well, you're like
I'm getting there.
You're a little behind.
I can't do it weekly either. It just amps me up every week, wanting more and more. I'd rather just watch
shows.
It in one go.
You should really give the graphic novel a go.
See that
I
don't know anything
about. I wanted
to
read the graphic.
Yeah, you should give that a go and then form an opinion again about the show.
Apparently it's not the same thing at all.
I've heard that. Yeah,
it's totally different.
It's not. Logan, which one do you prefer, the graphic novel or the show
or the video game?
Hey, the video game, the Telltale game was actually quite good.
But what about that other one I heard was horrible?
No, the Crossbow Adventure,
the one with Daryl Dixon on the front.
Yeah. You know, I actually saw where the same people that made that game also made the Duck Dynasty game that came out.
Of course, they did.
I saw that at Walmart today. I was looking at the games. I was like, "There's a Duck Dynasty."
I was with Sam.
I need to write this review.
What do you do in the Duck Dynasty game?
I'll tell you.
Do you duck hunt?
You do all kinds of things. I was with Sam when he went to pick up The Evil Within the other night. He was getting ready to go to New Orleans, so I was out getting groceries, and so I went over there and hung out with him. And so we watched the trailer. Basically, the goal of the game is you become a Robertson, and you do that by fishing and hunting and pulling pranks on family members and growing a beard. Yep.
I got to get on that.
Let me blow your mind even farther. So the same night that Evil Within released, so did the Duck Dynasty game and something else. I can't remember what. The Borderlands prequel. Sequel, prequel, whatever it is.
Pre-sequel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so we're standing there in line with him. And someone pre-ordered the Duck Dynasty game.
Of course they did. We're in Mississippi.
Coming to the midnight release of that.
Yeah, they picked it up at midnight. And they looked exactly like you would imagine they did. Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about Jesus, man.
I wish I was there.
No. Yeah, I wish you would have been too. you probably would not have said the comments that I did, and then realized the person behind you was the one picking the game up. What moron would pre-order this?
Oh, you know I would get it. You know, if I was there with you, I'd be like, here's my money. Give me that game.
$60 for that.
Is it 60?
No, it's got to be like
it's got to be a $35 game.
No, I think it's full retail.
No.
Yeah. It's serious business now. Anyway, so The Walking Dead, you should give that a go with a graphic novel. Logan, did you like the premiere?
I'm actually in the same boat as Matt. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, crap. Well, let me just give you a quick rundown.
Just tell us what happened. Just
no,
ruin it.
No, because there are probably still, by the time people listen to this, folks that... yep, there it is. Battle of the Beards.
No, this is the portable game.
Because you need an iOS game for...
Duck Dynasty portable game. Yeah, on my phone.
Oh, my God.
You have that installed?
Yes.
Do you battle?
Get out of here.
Do you battle your beards?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So so basically, you know, at the end of last season, they were caught in Terminus in the boxcar.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
I've seen everything up until premiere.
It gets real. It gets real fast. All of our friends return, I will say that. I won't say much more than that, but it was the most intense episode of Walking Dead I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes, and it was very good. Nicotero said on Talking Dead afterwards that like they really aged the zombies, the walkers, in this episode.
You can't say zombies.
Yeah, you don't say the Z word. The walkers look like they've really been out there a long time. And they purposely did that. So, yeah.
They needed like, chronologically, two or three years?
2 or 3 years, I think, yeah.
Just question. Why can't you call them zombies if that's not what they are?
It's like never a taboo. Said the word zombie.
Yeah, they don't say the word zombie in the show.
They call them walkers.
They call them walkers.
Is it like a legal thing? Like, oh, we don't own the rights of the word zombie?
I don't know why they do it. Actually becoming a weird common thing in zombie stuff to do that. There's a manga, High School of the Dead, that they refuse to call them zombies, and they just don't like saying the word.
Yeah, I think because in every iteration of something with zombified people in it, you know, they all have different qualities. Logan was talking about to me the other night how in the comics, like, they're gaining their intelligence back.
Well, it seems that way.
It seems that they're gaining their intelligence back. So, like, you know, zombies perceived in World War Z are different than these zombies. And I think it's really just, you know, to Robert Kirkman, this is not about the dead people, this series. It's more about the living people dealing with their surroundings.
And I think people are the real monsters.
Yeah. Well,
I'm actually happy that they're giving the zombies intelligence because for a while in the comic book, they just recognize that we can deal with these things. They're not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
And I think they're really bringing zombies, you know, it's called The Walking Dead. I mean, that's got the multiple entendre of like, what do we have to do to survive?
We're the Walking Dead.
Yeah. But I mean,
wow, that was great. Rick Grimes. I'm out here with my stuff.
Carl.
The Worst Parents of All Time award goes to Rick and Lori Grimes. Come on down. I'm sorry, you're both off banging and killing your friend. You're welcome.
I do miss Shane. He was good. I like Shane.
He shot a guy to let him get eaten by zombies.
He could have helped Otis out, man. Are you Shane? Are you a Shane?
I hashtag Team Shane.
Team Shane.
Hashtag Hellbeck. I'm very surprised.
You know, I read an interview with Andrew Lincoln. He was saying how Shane was like onto something. How he was, you know, he was meant to be in this world. He was.
Yeah, because he doesn't make it very far in the novel, in the comics.
No, he does not.
Yeah, like,
but I haven't read those. Yeah. But in the show, like he was prepared for it. He was made for it.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good, astute way to look at it. Because Shane actually was very prepared. He was an a-hole, but he was a prepared a-hole. So the premiere was very good. I'm really looking forward to this season. AMC's got them some serious cash on their hands. They can afford to experiment with other crappy sideshows for a while, I guess.
It's crazy to see a show in its fourth season have such have such a big upswing like this one did.
Yeah.
Did you see where Animal Planet is doing a animal zombie show?
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, seriously, Animal Planet is going to be doing it. They made it sound like it was a spinoff show, but I was like, maybe set in the same world, but... Because AMC owns the rights to the spinoff show, which they are doing. They did confirm a spinoff show of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, Animal Planet will have a zombie animal show. No lie.
I wonder if Rocket Raccoon's going to man it.
The Walking Frogs. That'd
be good.
I always wonder, though, in like the zombie apocalypse, I guess it depends on which ones you...
Because in Walking Dead, the animals don't get... They don't get it.
Well, that's not true, sort of. Because you remember back when Dale got eaten...
Yeah.
When Dale murdered, that cow was kind of like weird, he was zombified.
He was dying. That's what was wrong with it.
They've never
turned into a zombie.
Yeah, they've never confirmed that animals can do it. Actually, I mean, the horse that gets eaten in the beginning.
And, yeah.
I mean, even in the comics, they have.
Well, I guess if you can eat people like they do in Terminus, it's fine. Sorry, James.
Spoilers.
You'll get there in about 14 years.
Okay.
It's fine. Anyway, it's probably my favorite episode of The Walking Dead. I really enjoyed the season finale last season, the foreshadowing of Rick teaching Carl how to trap an animal and then they themselves fall in that same trap is really good. It's very good. You guys will really enjoy it. We want to hear from you over at justicegeeks.com. Did you enjoy The Walking Dead season premiere? Let us know. And use the hashtag GeekyDead. That sounds really good because if that a-hole Chris a-hole can do it, we can do it too. Why does his name suddenly escape?
Hardwick?
You talking about Hardwick?
Hardwick, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chris Hardwick, yeah.
Yeah.
He is from Memphis.
Loosely. He's from Memphis but claims Kentucky.
Yeah. Why would you ever... Never mind.
Yeah, I don't...
Never mind.
You seen that guy's face? I don't really want to pick a battle with Chris Hardwick. That's kind of the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's take a short break, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk about something else fun and exciting and enjoyable for you. So hang on, be right back.
You can listen to the Just Us Geeks podcast on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Find it free in your app store or at Stitcher.com. When you register, register with the promo code JustUsGeeks. You can also register with Facebook so you can comment about our show right on the app. On demand and on the go, anytime and anywhere, now even without Wi-Fi or a cellular connection, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com.
All right, I'm going to play this music, and we're going to get back to it in a minute. But Chris Hardwick was not the reason people watch Singled Out, Logan.
He is now.
No, he's not.
What is Singled Out?
That dating game show on MTV in like the 90s show. With Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra.
The Jenny McCarthy show.
Yeah.
No,
people aren't like that Chris Hardwick show. That Chris Hardwick dating show, no.
He was on Boy Meets World, too, hosting Singled Out on a special episode of that.
That's
I can't believe you know that.
That's a great time for me to plug the interview I did with Will Friedle. Yeah, Will Friedle, because he was the voice of Bumblebee in Transformers Prime.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, so I talked with Will about Boy Meets World, Girl Meets Boy, Girl Meets World. Wow, that's not a Disney Channel
show. Girl Meets Boy. Girl Meets Boy.
I think that's I think that's how they got to Girl Meets World. Anyway.
That was good.
And all things Transformers Prime. You can check out the interview on justicegeeks.com. Just search for Boy Meets Bot. Bot. Anyway. So no. Woo! My throat is incredibly dry. I wish you hadn't drank all that water. I wish that people didn't think that Singled Out was around for Chris Hardwick and not Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra. Come on. That's why they're even relevant now. So when did you shake Hardwick's hand? Did you burn it?
He came to MTSU for a comedy special.
I bet he did.
I bet he was hosting something.
No.
He started off talking dead the other night, and he was like, I don't even know what I've been doing in the last 7 months. It's so great to be back. It's like, you've just been talking to yourself in the mirror every day, just hosting your daily show.
You've been on At Midnight.
Yeah. He was nominated for an Emmy for At Midnight anyway.
It's a funny show, everything but him.
Yes, he was nominated for an Emmy for At Midnight. I think he knows somebody that got him nominated because they knew he wasn't going to win. He was like At Midnight, Colbert, Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, he was not going to win that.
You know there's only 32 episodes of Colbert left? That's pretty sad. I don't know if y'all watched that, but...
Here's my question. How's he going to do late night with David? How's he going to do late night? He can't be the character Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, he's not going to be the same character. He's going to be more of himself, which is...
A douche.
I don't know.
Okay, so Twin Peaks is coming back. Now that we got our douche talks out of the way.
So that's what that music was for.
Douche talks. Hashtag we talked about Chris Hardwick and Stephen Colbert.
Hashtag.
Hashtag Hellback. All right, so Twin Peaks is coming back, Logan, and I'm totally stoked about it. What are the details of its return? Do you know?
I haven't really looked into it. It's Showtime that's getting it, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, and it's only going to be a few episodes. It's going to be
eight episodes mini.
All that you need.
Come in and finish it off, which it really needs.
So here's the main question. Matt, have you ever seen Twin Peaks?
I've not.
But your girlfriend has.
Yeah, she has.
Why does she keep you around?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, we could call her in here and ask.
Yeah, but... you've already had enough embarrassing things happen to you the last week.
But yeah, she's a huge Twin Peaks fan. She's really excited. We're going to get around to watching two seasons.
It's only two seasons.
Yeah. And a movie.
Yeah. And a movie that's the prequel, Fire Walk With Me.
But don't watch the movie first.
No.
It will ruin the entire show.
Don't watch the movie.
No.
Watch the movie, but watch the show first and then go back and watch the prequel movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you watch the prequel movie, it... You
just find out everything you don't need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Logan, you excited about this? It's David Lynch and David Frost. It's the real deal. You think this is going to be good?
I think it's going to be good. I mean, if they're getting the same creative team back together, I think it's going to finish it out real nice. And, I mean, the scripts are going to be solid. It'll be as weird as everyone wants it to be.
My only issue is that Jack Nance is dead. Eraserhead and Pete Martell. Pete Martell's one of my favorite characters in Twin Peaks. So is Bob, the creepy guy with the blue jean jacket that inhabited people.
Yeah.
And Special Agent Dale Cooper at the end of season two. Who do you know his story? He was an incredibly interesting guy. He got that part because he was accidentally filmed. He was like the set guy or the prop master of the series, and they had not yet filmed who they wanted to be the bad guy. And he got caught on film outside the window that you see, and they used that.
That's awesome.
He also died. I don't want to say he died of AIDS, but he died of some disease.
Bad thing.
Ebola.
No, not Ebola. Idiot. He wasn't in Africa.
It was E. coli.
Yeah.
I had to mention it. I'm sorry.
It was HIV. He got one aid and died from it.
Plural.
But he won't be there, so I'm really not sure how it's going to go. But I'm really super stoked about it. I love David Lynch. He is one of my favorite directors, and I'm so excited about this.
My fear is that it's going to be... too popular, and the Showtime may try to extend it beyond what it needs to be.
I don't know if he'll allow them to do that or not, though. I can see that happening, though. I can see them pushing for that. I think we need to finish out the story and be done with it. I'm just excited to see where they're going with it.
Me too.
I like Kyle MacLachlan. He's a great actor. I hate that, you know, he and what's her name? That he was dating at the time that was Laura Palmer's best friend. Anyway.
I can't remember. Nothing.
I had it and it's gone. Anyway, he didn't want to really be typecast, which is one of the... There was a whole bunch of things that led to the downfall of Twin Peaks. And the network really messed with it. It was like, people need to know now. Go on and reveal who the killer is now. And that totally messed things up. But it's such a good show.
When did it come on originally?
Was in the 90s, early 90s. Early 92, 90s. I think.
Very early 90s.
Yeah. Won all kinds of Emmys its first season. Then the network started to mess with it and flopped.
When those networks.
One thing Crystal was talking about was it was like the first of its kind to do kind of ballsy stuff that it did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was way far. David Lynch on TV is mind-blowing enough.
Have you ever heard him on album?
No.
His music?
No.
He's got like, I think it's called Creepy Clown Songs is the name of his album.
Let's stop right there.
It's terrifying.
I'm going to have to listen to that when I get home.
I assume,
he sounds like this.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love David Lynch. I assume that you've all seen Eraserhead.
I haven't. I want to really badly, I have not seen it.
Yeah, I know. I figured you have. You two have not ever seen Eraserhead.
Nope.
We're going to watch Eraserhead sometime soon. It is the trippiest, weirdest. I have it in this house. It is so bizarre. But
what about Mulholland Drive? That's my favorite Lynch movie. It comes with an insert. 10 things to know before you watch or while watching Mulholland Drive. There is no chapters because Lynch said you cannot start at any just random point in this movie. It is a start to finish movie. I've seen that movie 15 times. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
No clue.
That's just, which is,
I just like watching it.
Which is what blows my mind.
It's fun to look at.
It's pretty.
I like them moving pictures. It's another reason that it still blows my mind that they let him have full reign on network television to an extent.
Just do whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, he really does whatever he wants in Fire Walk With Me. And what you need to know is at the end of the series finale, 25 years ago, is it Laura Palmer that says, or is it Special Agent Dale Cooper that says, I'll see you in 25 years? Anyway, they allude to the fact 25 years ago that they're going to do this.
This was all planned.
Yeah.
This was exactly planned.
God. Yeah.
That's scary. That's
yeah. Which is incredibly awesome. It's so weird and awesome. But it's, I'm really looking forward to it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, she just interrupted you.
I've had enough of that.
With her belly button ring. All right. We want to hear from you. Are you stoked about Twin Peaks? I'm so stoked about Twin Peaks that our family is Twin Peaks in it. For Halloween this year. If you remember, we Bob's Burgered it last year. We're Twin Peaksing it this year. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. All right, now it's time for That's My Jam. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Who goes first?
Let's see.
I have it written down who goes first. You are going first, and it is Logan going first. Logan, what's your jam of the week this week?
My jam of this week has been Smash Bros. A lot of Smash Bros. I've been destroying you guys.
I was going to say, my jam of the week is our Quad Caleb fight.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Caleb,
do we all have the same jam of the week?
I think we do.
Caleb. Smashing action.
That's seriously like the most fun.
Well, I was going to say my jam of the week is bourbon, but you could do whatever you want. That's fine. So Smash Brothers
and Evil Within.
You unlocked the samurai suit.
Finally, after 3 days of solid playing Smash Run.
I think like you're one of only two people in America that have done that.
No, I got it. He like, got after it like two or, runs yeah. through.
I did finish a Smash race in 28 seconds.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Let's see, Matt, what about you? What's your jam of the week?
Pretty much what Logan said. I've just been playing.
You've been playing Logan's DS? You've been playing Logan's DS?
Playing Logan's DS. Yeah, he
obliterated the crap out of us.
Smash Brothers, and that's about it. Yeah, he beat me.
He beat me with Pac-Man.
And I'm still terrible at it.
He beat me with Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
He's versatile.
James, what about you? What's your jam of the week?
Well, yeah, I've still been playing Destiny.
It's good.
I've been at a hotel.
I forgot about that game.
I've been at a hotel all week, so I take my PS4 with me whenever I go out of town, and I'm sitting there by myself, and I'm just like, well, I guess I got my online friends.
Yeah. That's me. That's good.
They love me?
Yeah, right.
What level are you?
I'm only 12.
12.
Sad face. I don't have a lot of time to play, okay?
Logan, what level are you on Destiny?
82.
I'm still 28 because 82. I haven't had internet at my house in it's two like, weeks.
I'm still 28 because they told me I needed to stop.
Yeah.
You need to stop. Let's see. What's a good jam of the week this
what's
week?
What's your jam?
I don't know.
Bourbon.
I was probably going to say bourbon. Too much of that.
I was going to say jam.
Yeah. Apricot.
Apricot spritzer.
Pomegranate.
Whatever. Pomegranate, apricot.
2 days.
Apricot.
Apricot.
I told you.
Well, I was just on my way to the kitchen.
Oh, where are you now?
It's excessive, is what that is.
It's excessive.
Probably The Walking Dead was my jam because it was so good. God, I'm really The Walking Dead now. And. What's that other thing we watched? What did we watch? Oh, American Horror Story. Oh, it's creepy. Oh, my God.
Not doing it.
Oh, I...
If, not doing it.
If you
it.
Have a, any kind of remote fear of clowns, don't do it. It's murder... Oh, mm-mm.
Murder clown.
It's what's bad. Have you seen the clowns in California that are just terrorizing the city? Have you read about that?
No. I will never go to like California just, again. Yeah,
random people somewhere
my
in California.
My boss has said that I have to go back out
around.
There. And I'm like, no, I will not go.
There are clowns.
Until they're caught.
Catch those going. Clowns.
The only good clown is a dead clown.
They're spinning people in cotton candy and making pods out of it. Nobody seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
My brother held me down and made me watch it. No lie, he tied me up. Scotty tied me up and made me watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That's a freaking movie. Logan, what's your app of the week this week?
My app of the week is an app that I found on my iPad.
It's called really the old. Messages app.
No, it is called...
the phone app.
Song Summoner. It was a RPG tactics game put out by Square Enix several years ago that you actually turn your songs on your device into soldiers, and as you listen to those songs, they level up. And then you can go play a tactics game.
That actually sounds really cool.
It's really cool.
Huh. How many songs do you have on your phone?
Like 150 something on my iPad.
Yeah, is it okay? Like, is it fun? Yeah. Okay, cool. Matt, what about you? What's your app of the week?
I don't have an app of the week.
You don't even have your phone with you.
I don't even have my phone with me. I haven't downloaded an app in 3 months. I don't know. I don't have an app of the week. I'm sorry.
Get on that.
I love you.
Okay. James, what about you?
I'm going to just go ahead and just bust out my Duck Dynasty app that I showed
you. Oh, my God. No.
Yeah.
No. I was thinking maybe you would do the Hell State app. That would be better.
I have been using my Hell State app a lot this past
week. Is that your cowbell?
Yeah, that's my cowbell.
Okay.
It has the fight song. That's where I went to school.
It's pretty intuitive. That's a pretty funny app. I
am not a bandwagoner. I didn't just jump on. I mean, I've been a fake fan. I've been a state fan since
fake
I was
fan.
Born. My dad graduated from there. My brother, my sister. I did not graduate, but I went. So
there were cows
I'm
there.
Really proud that we're the number one team in the nation. So yeah, my state app.
Mississippi's playing good football right now, apparently.
Well, this is not a football podcast, so let's just get off it.
You're the one talking about football.
This is a Duck Dynasty app section right now.
No, that was the whole point was so he would not do it.
I'm going to talk about my Duck Dynasty app.
No!
Everybody just pull up a chair, sit next to the fire. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Let's grow some beards.
What do you do? It's Battle of the Beards. Is there actual...
You have to...
You watch beards grow.
It goes in rounds. Like, you have little mini games. They go in rounds. And as you progress, they get faster and faster. And you're just trying to unlock stuff so you can stick a beard on your face.
Does your beard get longer?
No. You have to unlock different beards.
No, because that would be
suggestive. You have no beard.
Oh, no beard at all.
You have no beard, but you're trying to grow a beard, and you can unlock beards and stuff, and then you just stick them on.
Do you use your own face and it puts the beard on your face?
No, you have to. It's like a me.
Well, that's an idea they should put on there.
Well, it's a free app, so.
That's in the 99-cent version. Use your own face.
That's the premium version.
It's the EA version.
Become a Robertson.
The EA games where you can bring your character's face. Like your face onto a
Tiger Woods.
Character.
We've done that.
Yeah, we did that. It was creepy as all.
Yeah, it was creepy.
It stretches your face out weird, kind of like Tiger Woods. My app of the week is a long time coming.
It's not Duck Dynasty?
No, it's not. But I tell you what, it was released in the United States today. Rovio did the unthinkable and came out with Angry Birds Transformers. And is the best game I've ever played on a cell phone. They totally revamped the whole system. It's not pull and shoot the birds anymore. It's more like a side scroller. It's greatly filled with 80s Transformer Nostalgia. It's awesome. It's free. Go download it right now. You'll be glad you did.
Going.
And get rid of your beard game.
No.
I'm sorry. Are you too ingrained in that?
What?
You have too long of a beard now to let go of that game?
No. My beard was way longer before Hairspray.
He broke past the paywall to get that beard.
I'm sorry. Wow. We made it to the end with the natives. That's great. Yeah, but definitely go get that. It's man, they... God,
yeah,
they
Duck did Dynasty it.
Angry
game.
Birds, Transformers.
Angry Birds,
No, Duck Dynasty, Battle of the Beards.
Oh, okay.
That one. Duck Dynasty, Battle of the Transformers. Now that's a game I would download. Optimus Prime.
That's another screenplay.
Excuse
you got
me.
It.
Excuse me, bearded man. Happy.
Yeah. I can't think of the Transformer version of Uncle Si, although I don't really know enough about it, but... Huh.
James, you know about it.
You do know about it. It's
I know about what?
Uncle Si.
Duck Dynasty.
Do you watch Duck Dynasty?
No.
Okay. You have the app on your phone.
Doesn't mean I watch the show.
Okay, good. That's fine. All right. Well...
It's more of a conversation piece.
Okay. Apparently. It's a gotcha. Good one.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm fine with that. All right, that'll about do it for episode 134 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Make sure you keep checking out JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all over at JustUsGeeks.com. Anything to say, Matt? Give love one more chance.
Give love one more chance, Matt. Yeah, come on, give it love.
You have that.
Why can't we give love one more chance?
You know what? I think we can.
Why can't we give love, give love, give love, give love?
I don't
love.
Think we can. I know what you're doing. I don't know. You need to, oh, my God.
Matt Wood, ladies and gentlemen.
Matt Wood.
That's not me.
Totally him.
You know, I think I should just put a link to that in the
You
show
really should. Yeah, just put a link to it.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would probably have to, like, let too many people be my friend, then I don't want to do that.
No, you can generate.
You're safe.
You can generate.
You're safe
an
behind
outside
the wall.
Link. You can generate an outside link.
Logan is trying to ruin
this
your
is,
life.
This is a great song. This is a really great song.
You know the lyrics to this song.
I know all of them. Yeah. Yeah,
we know. It's great.
This is.
Isn't? Didn't they write this song in like 5 minutes?
Back when we played Rock Band every weekend, I would always sing this song.
Why don't people play Rock Band anymore?
Because the rhythm we genre still do. Is dead, and it was great for a time, and people got tired of it. It was.
I
like,
bought the
it
Beatles Rock Band. It was awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Rock Band 3, though. That was
Rock Band 3.
That was the peak of
well, that was the last one
of rhythm games. Yeah.
Oh, come on, DJ Hero.
Hey, DJ Hero's fun.
Let's not talk about it. I'm terrible at that game.
I'm
unbelievably bad.
Me and Zach tried it once. It was
never
horrible.
I played DJ Hero.
It was ugly.
When they came out with that game, they had demo, like the demo stands in Best Buy. And I was in Best Buy one day in Jackson, Mississippi, and saw this guy like step up and start playing it. Like, it was awesome. I just stood there and watched it for 5 minutes. But then in my mind, I was like, I can totally do that. Wrong.
I'm not ashamed to say I bought the $200 collector's edition of DJ Hero when it came out.
You should be ashamed.
Yeah, but do you still have it?
I do.
You should bring that over.
Do you still DJ with it?
Sometimes.
Do you DJ parties with it?
No.
I will tell you what the greatest thing about DJ Hero was. The mashups.
They were really good
songs.
They
were really freaking good mashups. Now, I would be like, can't use my hands. It was bad. What did you get for $200?
It comes with like a carrying case that turns into a stand.
Sorry, guys. Pause it for just a moment. You can sing it, Maddie Mercury, if you would like.
Such an old-fashioned word.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Give love one more chance.